Fanny given another trial. Ellen White fitted up a room for Fanny in her new Sunnyside home and took her in. There, with continued treatment, her health improved. Then, in response to the instruction outlined in the vision that she should be given another trial, Mrs. White put copy in her hands as in the past. She began on an article and then brought it back to Ellen White, telling her that she could not possibly do the work, and expressed the conviction that she should return to America. When she said this, Ellen White felt she now was free. It was Fanny's decision. Of the experience, she later wrote, "I now see why I was directed to give Fanny another trial. There were those who misunderstood me because of Fanny's misrepresentations. These were watching to see what course I would take in regard to her. They would have represented that I had abused poor Fanny Bolton. In following the directions to take her back, I took away all occasion for criticism from those who were ready to condemn me." On May 10, 1896, Fanny Bolton took passage on the Victoria of the P&O SS line, from Sydney to London. On shipboard she wrote to Ellen White, "I realize to some degree how unworthy I am, but Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and this comforts me, and by the power of His grace alone, I hope for salvation. I know your prayers will follow me. Thank you again for your patience and kindness and mercy to me. I go home with much lighter heart than I could have done before this." DF 445, Fanny Bolton to EGW, May 14, 1896.